Be seated. Our speaker today is our own Reverend Haviva Richards. She is a backbone of the church, and I welcome her to the podium. Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, I know your bulletin said the Reverend D.D. Freeman was supposed to speak. I do not look like D.D. It's good for her on that part. And it's also the last month in July, so the year's halfway over. Are you guys ready for Christmas?
No.
Don't say that.
Only 5 months away.
Shh. That's not funny. So, what I decided to talk about this morning was natural law. Every single person in here today follows natural law. If you like it or not, you follow natural law. So what is natural law? Natural law is a body of unchanging moral principles regarding a basis for all human conduct, or an observable law relating to natural phenomena. We, no matter how much we try or how hard we try, cannot break natural law. So what is natural law? Law of gravity. No matter how many times we jump in the air, we always come back down. No matter how young we try to behave, or how young we are inside, our bodies still follow the law of gravity. True? True. I know, Bill. It's shocking, but it's true. One of the first laws of nature is the law of love. We come here to learn about love in life. We have our hearts broken. We gain love. We see animals that have unconditional love. We see children that love their moms and dads. Sometimes we try to figure out why. But law is the first law of natural law. It cannot be broken no matter what you do. And it's probably one of the hardest natural laws to deal with. Do you unconditionally love yourself? Unconditionally? Do you look in the mirror every day and say, I'm a beautiful person, I love myself? Or do you say, ugh, those lines keep on getting bigger and deeper, and what's that over there? You know? It's hard, yeah. Look at your beautiful hair. You know, it's a hard law to follow. But look at, and I think it's the best thing is, look at your pets. Your dog wakes up in the morning, it's happy to see you. When you walk outside to check the mail and come back, it's like, oh my God, you've been gone for hours, and you've been literally gone for less than a minute. And he or she is so happy to see you. They love you, they adore you, no matter how annoying sometimes they get. They still love you. Children, if you give them lots of love, they just love the heck out of everybody. I know my friend's daughter, she comes up to everybody and gives them hugs every time she sees them. She doesn't even know who some of them are, and she doesn't care. She just gives them love, as they've taught her about love. We love, hopefully love, if we have a significant other, we love that significant other. Good or bad, we still love our significant other. But it's hard. Yes, I know. Yes, you too. But sometimes it's very hard to imagine love, especially if you've been hurt throughout your life, what love is about. And love can be lost sometimes, we feel. But it's still around us, no matter what. The earth loves us. Spiritualists, through a contact that is made with those who've passed on the other side, affirm irrelatedness of all life. One clue is that a person beginning to become further in-tuned and more cosmic is when the egotistical egotistic, self-serving portion of the individual diminishes and the universal consciousness comes to the forefront. Prominent is the consciousness of the awareness of universal laws. When you cross over, you still have your personalities. You still are you, even though you don't have this physical body. You can still be a loving individual, or you can still be whoever you want to be. You don't instantly become perfect overnight. Sorry, it doesn't happen. I know, Donna, you'll be perfect when you cross over. You'll be fine. But we learn to let go on the other side. You learn to let go of those desires of the foods, chocolates, coffee. I know, it's strange. Cigarettes, alcohol, everything. You don't need them on the other side. You can still have them if you want. But you don't need that desire of food or other necessities that you need on this side. You let go, you start to learn, you go to classes. You go back to school. You learn how to communicate with people on this side so they know that you're okay. You learn to forgive. And hopefully some people learn to forgive, especially if they've been hurt from people who have already crossed over. And learn to love that individual. You do not have to forget what that individual did to you or others, but you can forgive them for their misgivings. We're not saying just clear away all their misgivings, but you can learn to forgive them. You know, I know a lady who, for years, I couldn't stand the woman. And no matter what I did, I saw her, she irritated me to the point I just wanted to throttle her. And then I looked at it a different way one day. I feel sorry for her. And I forgave her for everything that she had done to my family and I. And I don't have any regret on it. I won't forget all the stuff that she's done. But I feel sorry because she has not moved on. She has not learned her lesson. And hopefully someday she'll learn her lesson and move on and be a better person. But me forgiving her and letting it go and working with natural law has allowed me to move on my progression of life. We also have the law of attraction. Like attracts like. People of like mind will attract each other. It's like a magnet. You will find people, especially in this room, we have the same likes. I hope. We come into this building. We want to see what other people think. Hopefully we're thinking that we're all spiritualists. We attract each other. We're not going to attract someone who is going to be a hater and walk through those doors and absolutely hate everything. We're not going to attract those people. Even at work, you are with like-minded people. You are attracting those people. You hopefully will work well with those individuals, hopefully. And that you have the same interests. You're not going to pick someone, so if you like Mozart and this other person likes heavy metal, I don't see you getting along too well if this one hates heavy metal and this one hates Mozart. You know, they're not going to get along that great. They're not going to attract each other. So like attracts like. There's also the law of cause and effect. What you, like if you throw a boomerang out, it's going to come back. Whatever you put out will eventually come back. Be it on this side or the other side, it will come back. So if you think those people that get away with everything, they're not. One, you don't know what's going on in their personal lives. Maybe it's already hit them in one way or another. They may not show it on the outside, but maybe it's hit them in a different way. Everything, if you give out wrongness or badness to people, it will come back. It may not be today. It may not be tomorrow, but it will come back. If you spread the love and happiness and being good to everybody, it will come back. it'll come back to you. People will appreciate you. People will like you. You have the law of vibration. Again, it's kind of like attracts like. The vibration of an individual. People have auras. People have vibrations around them. Sometimes you'll walk into a room and you cannot. You see that person, you're like, I want to stay away from that person. You haven't even talked to them yet. And you're just like, nope, that vibration doesn't work. You're going to vibrate a certain way. Spirit vibrates in a certain way. Spirit, again, remember, is just like us, sitting in this room, but they're spirit. So they are going to have a vibration rate that's going to work with other people. So you're not going to put a scientist with someone else that doesn't believe in science. It doesn't have the same vibratory rate. The golden rule is a great natural law. What you do unto others, you will have them do unto you. Again, all these laws fit in with each other. And no matter how much you try to break them, you can't break natural law. You can bend it. You can try to shape it. But again, the basis is going to still be there, no matter what we do. Then there's, the law of harmony. How you harmonize in the world. How you live your life. How you perceive your life. How you live your life from day to day. What kind of harmony do you put out? Is your life chaotic, disruptive, or does it flow pretty well? If something happens, my big thing is Mercury in retrograde, and I do not get along at all. At all. But I try to better myself and say, okay, I can get through this until computers dies, phone dies, computer's missing, things like that. And then I just kind of blow up. Am I going to allow that to keep with me the entire time? No. I'm going to go into myself, calm myself down, take a deep breath, and start over again and say, okay, it's going to be all right. I'm going to balance myself out. I'm going to harmonize myself so that my day stays functional and keeps going through. I don't know if everyone knows that I started a new job, and the basis for my base for my job is in Idaho. They sent me my computer and my phone and my printers and all that stuff. So I had 7 different items that were supposed to come to me all in one day. I got 3. 2 of them, the shipping company completely lost. Had no idea where it was for days. And I started to freak out. I'm like, they're never going to hire anybody again that's not based out of their state. And then I said, no, I'm not going to put that negative attitude out. Everything's going to work. And surprisingly, one day, during the end of the week, after a couple days of absolutely not knowing where anything was, all of a sudden, the place that was supposed to have it said, we have 2 of your items sitting here. I had gotten all the rest. We have 2 of your items. We just looked under this thing and we found them. It was not there before. It just practically appeared out of nowhere. But I kept a positive attitude. I did not let myself get down over it. I worked with the universe. I kept putting out the positive vibes that they would find it. And then wouldn't have to ship another $3,000 worth of equipment to me. And it worked. And I got motivated and I worked on what I needed to do. Yes, there was a little bump in the beginning, but it worked out. I kept myself calm. I put out positive vibes instead of putting out negative vibes. And everything worked out in the end. When you are, hopefully, each individual works with the law of nature. And when you work with the law of nature, and you truly work with it, your life seems to flow pretty well. Yes, we will always have bumps in the road. I think those are called lessons. And how you handle those bumps in your life will determine what you go on for. So if you handle something well, you're going to go down this path and say, okay, I can handle that, moving on. If you don't handle it well, you seem to get caught in a rut for a while, and this circle, this vicious circle. And finally, hopefully, you learn and you go off a different path. If you don't learn, then you go off on a different path. So how we perceive everything and how we handle everything and work with natural law is how we're going to manage our life on this plane of existence. How we handle our life on this plane of existence will determine on what we do on the next plane of existence when we cross over. Are we people that help each other, or are we people that lead other individuals? Are we followers? Whatever we do will determine what we do when we cross over. If we work with natural law instead of fight with it, our lives will be pretty smooth. As spiritualists and our principles combine with natural law. And if we work with the principles and we work with natural law, our life will be pretty good. I think my life is pretty awesome. Even though I keep on trying to turn back the time on my life, I still think my life is doing pretty good. See, Donna got a year younger yesterday. So I think that if we perceive things a certain way, instead of saying, oh God, I'm going to be this age, you can say, you know what? This is going to be a great year. I'm happy to be this age. Or I'm happy that this year went on so smoothly so far. I can't wait to see what the rest of the year is like. Working with natural law, working with spirituality, your life will be pretty smooth. You'll have the roller coasters. Everybody does. But your life in general will be pretty smooth, and you'll keep advancing through your life. So thank you very much, and thank you for listening to my rambling today.